This is the letter number one in the volume five of the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, 1297, dated the 20th day of Kislev, Tashrinet Beis. The Rebbe is sending it to the administration of the yeshiva in Lod, in Israel, in the Holy Land. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Ubracha. So the Rebbe says, when I was visited by the great genius, etc., with Harav Eliyahu, they call him Dr. Young. So he told me that it is in the plan of the joint, a support for the Bata Sefer Lemlocha. Those were the schools that they taught them a job, a work, which was under the yeshiva in Eretz HaKodesh. And it's interesting to see, you never know, one of the people that came here to shul recently made the bris over here, and his father, he told me it's a vocational school that is run by Chabad. And, you know, not everybody can go to Chabad school and get Yiddishkeit just in the yeshiva. These guys were learning a trade. And in Israel, it was very, very important to have, learn a trade, to know, to make a parnasa later on. And you could never get those children to daven or put tefillin on or to become at least somewhat observant. But the fact that you provided the yeshiva for them, a trade school, a vocational school, and they were able to excel over there. So he tells me that 2 years, this one, and that kept them his Yiddishkeit. And so Rebbe says that he told me that he spoke about you, that the yeshiva Lud should also open up a section to learn a craft, to learn a vocational school. And they said to him that they're going to ask my opinion. So the Rebbe says, responding to this question, what they really wanted to do, they wanted to put in a change in the order of the way the yeshivas are run. So to take a regular yeshiva, Chabad yeshiva, like in Lod, and to make it into something else, what it is. And he asked, so the Rebbe says, the answer is that you cannot change any order of the yeshiva, Temchet Mimim, wherever it is, from the plan and the way that it was the set up and set out from the leaders of the, which is the Rebbe Rashab and my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, and since that's the case, or it's impossible within the yeshiva itself to create classes for learning a craft, and therefore, but on the other hand, there are many young men and bachrim that it's impossible for many reason to keep them to learn in the yeshiva for the full day. They're not capable of sitting and studying all day, but they will learn several hours, nigla and chassidus, the revealed in the chassidic, but the condition that they will teach them also a craft and something to work on. That is very proper, to make all efforts that should be under a constant supervision, under their influence, and then that is possible by creating a new institution, which is specifically for learning Nigla and Chassidus, and also work, and also vocational, which is going to stand underneath the general supervision of the yeshiva, under its administration, under its supervision, and certainly such a institution will bring a tremendous benefit to many various bachrim and many young people. It would bring them benefit. And as I spoke with Rav Yonk Sheikha, the question about the expenses, that he is going to see to it that it's going to be resolved through the joint. The joint will pay for that school. As far as the Rav Young, his influence, he has a big influence in the joint. So the hope is that the joint will fulfill their promise fully. And I want to ask you to please, I'm waiting for detailed letters, what kind of crafts, what's the plan, what is the budget, etc. Rebbe wants to know everything. And the earlier the better. Rebbe wants everything in place. And it's best, the Rebbe says, it would seem that it should be in the kfar, in the village of Chabad, but should be under their supervision. As we know that there was a Beit Sefer Lemelacha, very famous, still is, over there, it's grown. And unfortunately, there was the Arabs got in there and they killed some people there. I mean, that was the one time. It was a few years later, but it was a tremendous success and is a tremendous success. And you know, on a personal level, my uncle was one of the teachers who taught machinery over there, and he mechanics, you know, for car mechanics and these different kind of things for many, many years. The amazing thing is that my uncle had no formal education. He was just a very smart, brilliant man, self-taught, and he was able to give over and teach generations of young people a job and to help them out. And you see, here you see how the Rebbe's view and everything is so adapted to really reflect the reality. You know, some people say, no, only yeshiva, only learning. The Rebbe says, yes, there are those that are fitting for that, and there are those that are not. Do the right thing, that's right, do the right thing for each one.